In the first reading today, St. Paul says something that is very important for us. He says, "He is not approved who commends himself, but he whom the Lord commends." We have nothing, absolutely nothing, that we are going to stand before the Lord and commend ourselves. We can try, like the Pharisee did, and say, "Lord, you are so lucky that you created the likes of me. I'm not like the rest of these losers. Look what I do. I'm so wonderful, aren't I?" Yeah, that guy went home not justified. But the publican, on the other hand, the tax collector, the ones that they would see as the enemies, the lowest, the garbage, he just went before the Lord and said, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." The only thing that he had that he could bring before the Lord was his sinfulness, his brokenness. And that is exactly what you and I have. If there is anything that is good, it's because of God. If there's anything that's not good, I can take the credit. Heck of a deal. So the only thing that we can stand before the Lord to do is plead for his mercy. Notice all through the entire Mass how many times we ask for mercy. Not once in the entire time of the Mass do we say, "Lord, we are so worthy. We are so good." We don't say that. We say just the opposite. "I am not worthy," is what we say. We don't uphold our own goodness. The goodness that is there is indeed immense. God made us in his own image and likeness and looked at what he made and said, "It is very good." That's what God made. So the only thing we can do then is stand before him and say, "You made me very good. What I have done is anything but very good." So any goodness we can take no credit for. We keep trying. Oh my goodness, we're so pathetic. We brag about things as though somehow or another, "Look what I did." We didn't do it. The most we could say is that we cooperated with God, but it's by his grace that we can do anything. Remember, our Lord told us, without him we can do nothing. And so that's what we have to keep in mind. Just the disposition that we have to have. Now, at the same time that we look at that, we also then have to say, all right, we have to recognize our weakness, our brokenness, our sinfulness, but not despair in the midst of it. We still have our part we have to do, which is to cooperate. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves like the five foolish virgins. And the Lord is going to say to us, "I tell you, I do not know you." We're going to say, but, didn't we preach in your streets? Didn't we cast out the demons in your name? Didn't we do all these things? We ate and drank with you. Come on. He's going to say, "I tell you, I don't know you." He also told us, anyone who denies him before men, he will deny before his Father. And anyone who is ashamed of him before men, he will be ashamed of before his Heavenly Father. So we have a few things then that we can look at and say, all right, we can be commended by the Lord if we are willing to be counted among those who love him, those who are not embarrassed of him, those who are not ashamed of him, those who have lived their faith in him and done so in a truly faithful manner. Then we can be counted among those who will be brought into the wedding feast. But if we don't do our part, if we don't strive to be faithful, and even there we recognize we can't even cooperate by ourselves, we need God's grace to do that. But at least we can try to cooperate with God's grace. He did give us a free will, and we have to exercise it. So we can't just sit back and do nothing, but by His grace, we need to strive to do His holy will, whatever that may be in your state in life. What is it that God is asking of you? At the very least, again, all those things we've already mentioned. We can't be ashamed of Him, can't be embarrassed of Him, we can't be embarrassed of our faith. And this is getting more and more difficult. You just think about what's going on in the world right now. And it's going to be easy to be like the guy who got the one talent, went and buried it in the ground. Because they're making things much more difficult to be Christian. We need to thank God for that. Because this is the first time in our lives that we actually have an opportunity to stand up and be counted for what it means to be a Catholic. It's been easy to be both an American and a Catholic. Oh, we've given away and given away and given away and given away. We keep giving lip service, but we're not living it. We just want to fit in and be Americans. Well, guess what? We have a choice. We can be Catholics first. Because I don't know about you, but America right now doesn't stand for what it used to. If we're into all the filth and killing babies and doing all the horrible things that they're doing, that's not something I want to stand up and be counted for. I want to be with the Lord. So yes, I am born an American and I will die that way. But the question is, how are we going to define ourselves? How are we going to identify ourselves? It needs to be with the Lord. So the news comes out of this illustrious individual who's now running for vice president that he signed a bill that says no Christian can be hired to be a teacher in the state of Minnesota. Isn't that right where we want to be? The same state that is a sanctuary state for abortion and for people who want to have surgery to destroy themselves, make themselves into something that they're not. We're into everything that's wrong. And yet we have the greatest good right in front of us. That's Minnesota. The wonderful thing about being here, if you can see it that way, is that there really isn't a whole lot of anything that's lukewarm. It's hot or cold. It's good or it's evil. That's within society and it's within the church in this state. Look at the insanity that we have in this diocese, and yet we have more perpetual adoration than anywhere in the world per capita. In this diocese, in this state, does that make any sense to anyone? Other than where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. So we're living in an absolute hole of sinfulness, which means that the grace for you and me right now is so profound to be able to rise above this garbage, to live the faith, and to be able to be a light in the darkness. That's what we have the opportunity to do. Now, again, the Lord tells us that the light on the hill can't be hidden. If we live in the number one area in the country of the occult, the darkness is really, really dark, which means the light is going to shine rather brilliantly in the darkness. Don't be ashamed of it. It's going to be a whole lot easier to try and hide it. But to fit in this state? I don't want to fit in. For years, I've looked at things and said, if that's normal, I don't want to be normal. Well, now everybody else is catching up. If you want green or purple hair, you want to stick pins in your face, you want to do all those bizarre things, you want to be involved with all this garbage, I don't want to be normal. Jesus is normal. I want to be like Him. He's the one who created us in his image and likeness. That's who we want to be like. Stand up and stand out. Don't be ashamed of your faith. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be embarrassed. Because you have been given the fullness of the truth. And you have the opportunity now that is the most glorious opportunity in history to be able to live it, to be counted for it. Yes, you may have to suffer for it. You may be persecuted for it. You may even be martyred for it, which is the greatest blessing of all. But the temptation is going to be to hide it, to put it under the bushel basket, to cover it over. And then we're going to stand before the Lord and say, but in Minnesota, didn't I stay faithful? He's going to say, yeah, under a blanket. I tell you, I don't know who you are. You got a blanket over your head. No. Let's get the blanket off. Let's be who we're supposed to be. Stand up for the truth. Stand up for Jesus. Because it's he who commends us. We can't commend ourselves. We have nothing that is commendable, but we have him. And that's where our hope is. We are broken, we are weak, and we are sinful. That's why he put us in this situation, to heal us, to strengthen us, and to make us into saints. What a glorious opportunity we have. Don't waste it. Don't try and brag about it. Don't try and present yourself as somehow better than someone else, because we're not. Don't commend yourself. Be aware of your sinfulness and your brokenness and bring Jesus into the world so that when you stand before him, he's going to say, I recognize you. I know you because you knew me. You weren't ashamed of me. You were faithful to me. Well done, good and faithful servant. He will commend us to enter into the Master's rest.